Neighborhoods are ovens with windows. And as the knob on global warming increases, lives are preheated until a soul souffles. Pancakes stack projects are poured over with a humid as thick as molasses. Heat and humidity are the perfect appetizer on death's plate. It's an all-you-can-heat buffet from May to October, and senior citizen discount is every day. If thermometers can measure temperatures, they should be able to measure human anxiety. As the temperature rises, we reach boiling points. Attitudes of those around us rise quicker than mercury, and the pressure of staying cool causes us to explode. Compressed living complexes circulate heat and cause compressed feelings to converge upon our neighbors in the hood. So that 90% release of excess body heat talked about in science class has contributed to our local temperature rising. We crack open fire hydrants until we hear lights crying, raising taxes by lowering our body temperature. And if you couldn't afford a wind replacer, fridges and freezers were propped open until your two brothers' faces are frozen. Audiences applaud the ice cream man once that familiar jingle mingles with our ears. This sweet release of flooded heat is a godsend. But what do you know? The ice cream vendor's name is Noah. As the temperature rises, so do attitudes, death rates, bills, and ice cream stocks. Heat affects the elderly more than it does us. Their lungs resemble the Dow Exchange. Rises and drops until they crash. Ambulances are summoned, riding down the street flooded with the contents of the only fire hydrant. And we have only just begun to fry.